Okay, so this is the fourth talk in the course on the Paramis, and it's another level of discussion and talk on Sila. And you could, perhaps the title could be Empathy, Compassion, and Karma. And I want to remind you that paramis are perfections. They are, you can translate them as shlemut or shlemuyot. They're a perfection of qualities of the personality that we are, purifying the personality through all the different paramis we discussed. The personality changes as a result of our spiritual practice. We're not the same person anymore. Whereas before we might have, without thinking, hurt animals or shouted at other people very easily or at ourselves or damaged things or lived rather mindlessly. Slowly, the practice of being aware of our own mind and heart and being aware of others and being less full of ourselves and more aware of the world around us and our connection to the world around us, all of that changes our actions. And they become more and more perfect, and that's the paramis. So the perfection of sila, of right action, harmonious, helpful action, speech and thought in the world, it's based fundamentally on purity of mind and purity of heart. And I really want to, in my heart, I want to beg you. I really want to ask you, every one of you here, and those of you watching this, to just imagine what the world would be like for you and for others if you felt what it's like to be the insect crawling across the floor, what it's like to be the person opposite you, and how you can never hurt anyone once you see what it's like to be the other. With the other, you are with others. And I told the story yesterday about the cockroach that was walking across the floor. And how I couldn't have killed that cockroach, not because of the precept, I mustn't kill animals, but because I was the cockroach. When the cockroach was walking across the floor, I felt what it was like to be the cockroach doing its walking meditation across the floor of the room in the Reedman College. And I felt what it's like when the cockroach was killed by a shoe with a bang, and I felt it happened to me. So the purification of our action comes from seeing, and it comes from seeing what it's like to be the other, and what it's like in a world of relationships and connections. And so from that place, it's natural not to hurt, because it's like you hurt yourself. It's natural not to take, because it's like as if you steal from yourself. It's crude. It doesn't satisfy. It doesn't feel good. So there is in the Dharma a lot of discussion about this and a lot of understanding about this, that you really need a very deep model of purity. Of purity. And the words that are used in the Pali for this is kusala and akusala. And kusala is what is healthy, what is helpful, what is whole, what is harmony. Harmony. And akusala is what is damaging, what is hurting, what is not healthy, what is not harmony. For example, conflict. So there's a deep concept of this. And as we grow in sila and we develop sila, it has a boomerang effect also on our meditation. The meditation helps our to purify ourselves in the world. But the purity that we live helps our meditation, helps us to practice, helps us to release. And there gave the example of the boat that's tied to the shore. We row and we row, do lots of courses and retreats, but something doesn't move because the boat is tied still, because we are not purifying our relationship to the world. So we need to kind of work in both places. We need to work at the place of how we are in the world, which is why this course on the paramis. And we need to work on how our inner life is clean and pure and reducing the three poisons, the kilesas, greed, hate, and delusion. Greed, wanting, hate, pushing away, and delusion, views, beliefs, ignorance, selfing, so on. So, we can often feel difficulty in the world, we can often feel unhappy, we can feel people are, we can feel lack of justice, etzedek, we can feel we are hurt by others. And none of that supports, losing our purity. Because our purity is more important than how we feel. We can feel sick, we can feel angry, we can feel hurt, but the purity is actually more important because the whole field has changed by purity. Everything changes. Our spiritual life changes. The basic amount of joy and peace in our life is changed. Our life looks totally different. And yet we'll go through periods of being hurt, being angry, being okay, because we're human beings. But that doesn't destroy the basic purity and peace that we have inside us. Basic sila at the deeper level is based on relationship, as I said a bit earlier. That means if we know the other, if we see the other, we are part of the universe. If we are part of the universe, then we will not harm the universe. Because we are in relationship, intimacy. So the basis of ethics at the deeper level is intimacy. Togetherness, intimiut. Intimacy with the other changes our total relationship to it. So we can have a sense, oh, a cockroach, because their juk is in the room, I don't like jukim in my house, but quickly let me get the moitza to kill the jukim. Or we can say, in relationship to the jukim, ah, I see you. And then maybe we'll do something that we don't want the juke in our house, so we just take a carp and we get it out without hurting it, because we don't want to hurt the juke because it's us. We are in relationship to it. The juke, our child, our parent, the person next door, the Palestinian kid 10 kilometers from here that is suffering, he's us. We are them. We are not different. So this sense of togetherness and belonging is in an, is a truth of, it's a truth, deep truth. Now we can ignore it. We can say, okay, I don't believe the world like that. But that's a, that's the basis of dukkha. When we ignore that, and we say, I am separate, I protect myself, I need to look after myself, I, their enemies, the Jukim are enemies, the Palestinians are enemies, the Kotsim side, I want a nice desha, I don't want Kotsim, their enemies, this enemy, my body's enemy, giving me headaches, you know, etc., etc. We're living a sheker, we're living a lie. We're living untruth. And that's why it's dukkha. So, living in the truth makes us act differently. And that's how we act with sila. And I have a beautiful quote here. I should scan it and send it to you. But it's by an Indian poet called Tuka. And he talks about ethical behavior for someone that's, more awake. And he says, don't kill a snake before the eyes of a saint, of a wise man or a holy man. For the saint's being includes all beings, and he is easily hurt. A single hair that you pick from your body causes instant pain. The person that sees life as a community will always suffer. To those who equate their being with everything, even the other is a sensation of self. Says Tuka, I give you the very root of ethics. Be happy to worship all beings in your own being. This is very much the Bodhisattva vision, but it's also all of us. As little bodhisattvas, baby bodhisattvas, that are practicing, whether we describe practice like that or whether we don't, we are practicing being with all beings in our being. We are practicing being with life as a community and not with me being separate. Isolated, suffering, unit. Our practice is sense of coming together with the world. And it's not so difficult. One of the places where we can feel, that our being is the same as all other beings is, just the experience of being alive. Just the experience of aliveness in us. And we're already experiencing what it's like to be a cat, a dog, or a juke. If we connect with the aliveness in us, we connect with aliveness. And aliveness doesn't belong to us. Things we don't want others to suffer. If someone close to us suffers, our partner is sick, or our child, we run to help straight away. Why? It's because when our partner suffers, we suffer. We know what suffering is. We know how they are when they suffer. It hurts us when someone close to us is suffering. That means we're already in intimacy. Their suffering is ours. We take it on straight away. We do it with people close to us. It's easier. But it shows that we cannot be separate. We can never be, we are not separate, we cannot be. So the intimacy, which is actually love, tells us how to act in the world. The more intimacy we have, the more that we become bodhisattvas, the more we know to act. The more we can look at the world with the eyes of the other, the less we will harm anybody. The more we can feel what it's like to be the juk, the less we can kill jukim or other beings. So we are always moving in that direction, because the whole of the Dharma practice is about expanding the boundary and reducing the conflict between the self and the world, and expanding the boundary so that we include the world in us. We and the world are one. The illusion of me as a box where I have to look after myself all the time. Painful illusion. We dissolve that through practice. And then sila happens by itself. Looking after oneself, one looks after others. Looking after others, one looks after oneself. How does one look after others? By looking after oneself? By practicing awareness, by developing it and making it grow. How does one look after oneself? By looking after others? By patience, by not harming, by loving kindness and care. And all of that, though, this is a circle. When we look after others, we look after ourselves. When we look after ourselves, we look after others. It happens by itself. It's a total circle. So, more or less want to finish with that. One final word about karma, and I mentioned it before. Karma is simply action and interaction. That's what it is. With our intimacy with the world, we already change karma. We change karma because we are different, and the world is that much more pure, that much more different, because we are different. We are sowing different seeds, whether we know it or we don't know it. Karma happens every time we open our mouth, every time we think something, every time we act. We are generating millions of karmic waves. We are making waves, whether we like it or we don't like it, whether we know it or we don't know it. Makes no difference. We are making waves. What sort of waves do we make? And karma can be shifted, karma is dynamic, karma can be stopped. Karma is just the waves and the way the waves interact with each other. There's a lovely story, short story, written I think by Tolstoy, about a village. And someone came into the village with a forged note, a shtar, kesef shtar, mezuyaf. And he was trying to use it to get some food. So he gave it to the shopkeeper, and the shopkeeper took it. And then they gave him the food, and then they realized it was forged mezuyaf, so they passed it on to somebody else. And that somebody else took it, and they had many problems because of that. And then someone else, they passed it on to someone else. And then it created a divorce, because the wife said, you're always getting all this, you're not helping, don't have any money, and now you've got a shtar mezuyaf, you've got a forged note. And everywhere this note went, this kesef forged went, it made damage and created problems and fights between people and difficulties. And it spread through the village, this thing, making damage on the way. Every time in some other family with some other problem. And the waves of difficulty, and divorces and kind of arguments and poverty and so on. On the other side of the village, someone was giving a big feast and invited all the poor people. And because of this big feast, the poor people also fed others and gave to others. And so there were like two waves that were passing through the village. One wave from this act, which kept on and on and on, making further waves, and another good wave from the other side of the village moving. And the two of them mixed up. The negative waves and the positive waves kind of all mixed in the end. And it was such an interesting sort of story on karma, that we make waves on, and we don't know where they go, these waves. But we have endless possibility for change according to the power of our, and the freedom of our awareness and our heart. We can stop the construction of painful worlds. We can stop the construction of painful worlds around us through sila and awareness.